From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic is guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity stemming from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. The court convicted him on 10 of 11 charges he faced. He was sentenced to life in prison. VOA's Slatica Hoke has more.
In July of 1995, Bosnian Serb forces overran the UN-protected enclave of Srebrenica. About 15,000 men escaped to a nearby forest in an attempt to reach an area held by Bosnian Muslims. The Serb forces followed to prevent their escape.
They were chasing us through the forest as if they were hunting wild rabbits.
I was lucky to be near the free Bosnian-held territory. I arrived carrying my intestines in my hands, so to speak.
In the aftermath of the war, mass graves containing remains of thousands of people from the Srebrenica region were discovered in various locations in Bosnia. Many were killed with their hands tied, indicating they were prisoners. Prosecutors have asked for the maximum penalty of life in prison for Mladic. His defense lawyers have argued that no crimes were committed by the forces under Mladic's control and demanded his acquittal. Mladic is considered a war hero among many Serbs.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. He said in a written statement Wednesday that after careful and thorough analysis of available facts, it is clear the situation in northern Rakhine State is ethnic cleansing. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will meet with the military chief of Myanmar as well as the Rohingya Muslims who claim to be persecuted by the country's armed forces. During a trip to Myanmar starting November 26, he will meet with the senior general shortly before leaving the neighboring Bangladesh. Zimbabweans are reacting to the news that a new president is set to be sworn in soon, ending nearly four decades of rule of former President Robert Mugabe. The new leader is none other than the former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Reuters' Scarlett reports.
The news was greeted by celebration. People danced and sang in the streets well into the night. There's hope Mnangagwa can halt Zimbabwe's economic decline, deliver clean elections next year, and woo back bilateral support from Western states. But many in Zimbabwe are hostile towards a man who, like Mugabe, stands accused of participating in repression. He was the head of state security during a 1980s crackdown that killed 20,000 people. Mnangagwa issued a statement from hiding on Tuesday, calling on Zimbabweans to unite to rebuild the country. Now the Mugabe era is over, there's hope that might really happen.
That is Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich. U.S. President Donald Trump is relisting North Korea this week as a state sponsor of terrorism. It's a largely symbolic move, and the announcement of tightened sanctions Tuesday were generally welcomed by analysts. Meanwhile, the U.N. command releases a video of a North Korean soldier's dash across the demilitarized zone in an effort to defect to the south under fire by his fellow countrymen, raising new concerns for U.S. officials.
The key findings of the special investigation team are that the KPA violated the armistice agreement by 1, firing weapons across the MDL, and 2, by actually crossing the MDL temporarily.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri said Wednesday he is putting on hold his resignation at the request of President Michel Aoun. Speaking at the presidential palace near Beirut after a parade marking Lebanon's Independence Day, Hariri said the delay was meant to give time for more discussion with the president. 8 people were rescued, 3 missing, after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the Western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the twin propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.